We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
All right, too. Illegal immigrants, right? Let me tell you what just happened here. Americans aren't special. Citizenship means nothing. You just happen to live here geographically. About the only thing citizenship means is you're entitled to pay the tax bill.
Right. You get the bill.
You get the bill. That's really all that means anymore. As we're seeing this in state after state after state, New York becoming the 13th state to grant illegal immigrants driver's licenses. Now, at some point, you're going to have to ask, I mean, honestly, unless I'm forgetting something, besides the ability, you know, the requirement to pay taxes, does being a citizen actually mean anything? Increasingly, at least in some of these blue states, I'm not really sure. I guess you would say, well, you get to vote. But then again, it looks like 56,000 illegal immigrants and foreign nationals in Texas did vote. Nobody cares.
And they're trying to get voting rights for illegal immigrants in municipal and local elections,
yeah, that's right.
Too.
They've got those rights in a lot of states now, or a fair number anyway. And I got to tell you, you know, I know Bill Barr is still getting his feet underneath him, but when you have 56,000 illegal immigrants voting or foreign nationals illegally voting in federal elections in Texas and there's no DOJ investigation, I mean, they've got a whole voting rights section. That's stunning.
Mm-hmm.
It is literally not just a dual justice system, but it is collusion to help a foreign power influence our elections by the top law enforcement officials in our land. You know, I mean, they put incredible resources again into it, because it happened the same week. You remember Jussie Smollett sending a whole team of FBI agents. Same week it breaks that 56,000 illegal immigrants or foreign nationals have voted in Texas at least once. No FBI response. No DOJ response. And again, they have voting rights sections. It's what they do. It's not, oh, well, it's not their business. No, it absolutely is their business, because these were federal elections. They voted it, as well as state elections.
Yeah, the South is very familiar with that.
Yeah.
The federal government used to be heavily involved in federal elections in the South.
Oh, yeah, to make sure everything was fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And because, you know, there used to be laws that made it more difficult for black folks to vote. Yeah, well, if it's illegal immigrants, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it's just not really a priority. So we have New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signing the bill granting illegal immigrants driver's licenses. Here's the crazy part. He hesitated, but then eventually signed it. And the reason that he hesitated is he was afraid that the federal government would use the licenses to track down undocumented people and wanted to make sure first that they could hide the criminality of the undocumented people in the database.
Wouldn't that be considered obstruction of justice?
I don't know how it isn't. I don't understand. I don't understand how these folks can do this. I mean, he said, this is Cuomo talking about his hesitation to sign the bill. You could create a database for the feds to use to actually track down undocumented people, Cuomo said on WAMC radio. California passed a law. They are now in litigation. So he was very afraid that they'd be able to find the illegals, especially with Trump promising just tweeted out that they're going to begin rounding up millions of illegals and deporting them.
Now, if I am questioned by the police and say, do you know the location of this person who we are accusing of a crime? And I say, no, I don't. And I do know the location of that person or where I might be able to find them. Is that not lying to the police?
Yes.
Is that not a crime?
I've seen people prosecuted for it.
Yeah.
Many times at the local level. Usually it's drugs.
Yeah.
Helping to hide drugs, helping to hide people with drugs from the police. These aren't users. These are dealers. And I've really seen it at the federal level, man. You try that at the federal level, oh, good God, you could end up in prison for a couple of years, especially if it's a big RICO drug case. So, and I'm not just talking location of the drugs. I'm talking location of the people.
But we're not talking about crimes here, Tara, because we're just simply talking about people who enter a country illegally. That's not a crime. That's not a crime.
I just wonder how long this can go on. Without the country breaking.
Yeah.
Did you see what New York is also doing? I mean, the cultures of our country, the two cultures mm-hmm. are so different. I just don't think they can continue to exist side by side. What New York just did, they have also become a sanctuary for abortion. And what they're doing in response to all of these states, and Georgia's one of them, essentially passing heartbeat bills and all of this kind of stuff, is they now have a fund to pay for people to come from outside of New York and have an abortion up till the day of birth. And it not only covers the cost of your abortion at taxpayer expense, it also covers your travel costs. So they'll get you there and back.
Okay.
Now, it is small. They describe this as a down payment. It's only $250,000.
Sort of sounds like
to start with an
abortcation.
Yeah, it's an abortcation. That's exactly what it is. Abortcation. Did you come up with that off
yes,
the top
I
of your
did.
Head? That you are firing on all cylinders today, boy. Wow. Yes, it's an abortcation. And again, this would use local taxpayers' money to pay for abortions to women who want to travel to New York and get the abortion up till the day of birth. So,
I guess the Chamber of Commerce will start an ad campaign about their New York, the Empire State abortcation. Pregnant? Don't want that child? Come on to New York. Stay with us for the weekend. We'll fly you up here. We'll take care of that for you and then send you back home to Georgia.
Right.
Brought to you by the New York State Chamber of Commerce.
Yep. So, yeah, you could take an abortcation. Probably be a little competitive at first because of it's only $250,000, but they say they're going to expand the fund. Meanwhile, this is the first sign I've seen from the DOJ that's not all talk, but is actual action. I still don't know whose side Bill Barr is on. I don't mean Trump's versus the Democrats. I mean law, justice, and the rule of, in order, rule of law or the uniparty, which is utterly lawless. Paul Manafort, did you see this, was headed to Rikers Island Jail.
Yeah.
He's a political prisoner.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And the reason I say that is because some of the crimes he committed were committed with Hillary Clinton's, one of her chief fundraisers, because he worked for the firm with him, Mr. Podesta. They did it together. But because Mr. Podesta raised money for the right person and Paul Manafort picked the wrong campaign, Podesta is still walking around and was given a heads up, remember, by Mueller that he had to file because he was illegally doing business in all these countries. So they just gave him a heads up, let him file retroactively. But Paul Manafort, who was working with him on the same projects, did not get that and was sitting in solitary confinement. Well, the plan at the state level, and Paul Manafort truly is a political prisoner. He did what muddies is he did commit some crimes. That's the problem. But he's also a political prisoner. But they were going to ship him to Rikers Island. Well, Rikers Island is so dangerous. He literally physically could not survive it. And so the state folks there in New York said, OK, well, what we'll do is we'll put him in solitary confinement to keep him safe from the gangs. Well, apparently it's so violent, even solitary confinement isn't enough to keep you safe. They didn't care. Well, the Department of Justice just intervened and told them, no, you're not sending him to Rikers Island. And then Rikers Island, and got the letter from the feds, too, and said, sorry, we can't take him. He was supposed to serve his 7.5-year prison sentence there.
Well, that's more of the fear campaign against anyone who will challenge the status quo.
We will put you in the roughest prison that we can find in the United States of America, where Democrats, if God forbid by some accident they were ever prosecuted for something, they'll probably go to one of those country club prisons. That's against dual justice. But the intervention came from Deputy Jeffrey Rosen, the number two guy at the Department of Justice, who sent a letter to Manhattan prosecutors warning them he is monitoring where Paul Manafort will be held in New York. So in other words, don't torture this man just because he's associated with Trump. They made the argument in the letter that it was highly unusual for somebody like Manafort, who doesn't have a gang or violence background, to, one, be sent to Rikers, and two, to be put in solitary confinement.
The deep state version of rendition, I guess.
Yeah. It's practically a black ops site. Heck, why not? Then on Monday, federal prison officials weighed in, telling the Manhattan District Attorney's Office that Mr. Manafort, 70, would not, age 70, would not be going to Rikers. Instead, he will await his trial not in solitary confinement at Rikers, but at a federal lockup in Manhattan. Boy, I tell you what, I hope that the Trump campaign manager and people who, I mean, you have to be really brave to be on the Trump campaign, right? I mean, really, really brave. You could end up in solitary confinement. I hope those guys are squeaky clean, because they could end up at Rikers Island in solitary confinement. I mean, just for knowing Trump, even.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Texter writes, Mayor de Blasio wants to close Rikers Island and open high-rise prisons in each of the boroughs, to which the locals are heavily opposed. Texter writes, in New York, once you get a driver's license, you automatically can vote, like in California. By 2020, all New York driver's licenses must be enhanced type so that the illegals can cross borders into Mexico and Canada and board aircraft. That's unbelievable. Texter writes, and those are the only ones I can read. Okay. Meanwhile, I'm trying to parse through all this, and it's hard to make sense of. Trump's having his kickoff rally in Orlando today, and I'm sure you've seen this on the news. 100,000 sign up in a bid to get one of the 20,000 tickets available. The line out the door started 42 hours early. You've probably seen it on your television if you're watching. Literally, they're tailgating. They're camping out. It's just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people with tents, and they're camping. I've never seen anything like this for a politician. Have you? I mean, nothing comes to mind. Maybe I can't. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Kennedy was anything. Was there anything like this for Kennedy? I don't even think so. Meanwhile, at Joe Biden's big Iowa rally, 85 show up. 100,000 sign up in an attempt to get the Trump tickets for the Orlando rally, a swing state, by the way, of Florida. Joe turns out 85, but he's 10 points up because everybody loves him. They're just too sleepy to go see him. Okay. Meanwhile, you got all the polls. Biden decimates Trump's all over before it even begins. Might as well not even bother to show up. Then you got Trump's personal pollster, McLaughlin, out there doing interviews saying, no, they're not. They're using the same methods they did before. And the problem with those methods is that they're pulling by population numbers. When you're seeing the big national polls. Yeah, there's more. There are more Democrat votes out there. We saw that. Hillary won the popular vote. Popular vote doesn't matter, though. The electoral vote matters. And he won that in a landslide. So when you're seeing these national polls, I mean, you almost got to click through and see if they weighted the state, weighted it by state. Because it doesn't matter how many people in California are going to vote for Donald Trump. It doesn't matter if Trump, you know, loses the state by 10 votes or 5 million votes. It doesn't matter because we have an electoral college system. So it's, I mean, it's really hard to figure out what's going on. I mean, what you're seeing here is not a lot of energy on the Democrat side, that's for sure. But you know what? The energy may be anti-Trump too. But then, you know, you keep thinking. On issue after issue after issue, whether it's abortion on the day of birth, or, you know, up to the day of birth, open borders, licenses for illegals, I mean, all of the main issues with the left, they are on the way wrong side of the polls. I mean, I have such a hard time picturing people flocking to the polls when what they're voting for is this. Let me give you an example. Upstate New Yorkers revolt against driver's licenses for illegal aliens. Okay, well, New York is a blue state, right? But even they don't like this. Look at this. when they just polled this, latest Siena College poll, and again, that's a left-leaning pollster, revealed a majority of all New York voters, 53%, oppose the plan. Again, statewide, this is a blue state. There are some red pockets, but this is statewide, 53% oppose the plan. They're upside down with their own voters on this stuff. Only 40% of New Yorkers support licenses for illegal immigrants. Voters living in upstate New York, that's a little redder, oppose giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens by a majority of 62%. 6 in 10 white voters in the state say, forget this. But here's what's interesting. Even in liberal New York City, yes, a plurality, 46%. Well, yeah, yes, it's a plurality. 46% of New York voters say they support the effort, right? But 45% oppose it. What about Democrats? This is what I'm wondering. Close to 4 in 10 Democrats, that's nearly 40%, Democrat voters across New York oppose the plan. So when you see only 85 showing up for Joe, who compared his grandfather's legal journey to the country to the heroic coyotes getting illegal immigrants into the country today. I mean, you can see why there's not a lot of enthusiasm. They may hate Trump, but are they for this? I mean, when you look at 23% is the highest number I've seen in a poll supporting late third trimester abortions. And yet that is the Democrats' celebrated stance. I mean, they may not like Trump, and I'm just wondering, are they going to come out and vote for this? Are moderate American people going to come out and vote for this, even if they don't like Trump? Because you're sentencing yourself to, well, this insanity.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Here's some more settled science for you, folks. You see these studies, right? It'd be on who knows what, right? And then everybody repeats it, and all the experts tell you it's true, which causes it to assume urban legend status, like, you know, global warming. And then we find out it's a bunch of bunk. Here's one of those. This isn't a big deal, but it's something everybody believes or did at one time. Most people do. Wearing a hat makes you bald, right? Just because you don't want to wear your ball cap too much, you'll go bald. Which always sucked for guys who were a little self-conscious about losing their hair. And they'd try to cover it up with a ball cap, but they're told, oh, no, you can't do that because it'll make you go bald faster. No. Now, finding out, Time Magazine reported, actually, about the only way wearing a cap on your head will cause you to, you know, eventually lose your hair would be if you wear it really, really tight, like to the point where it's uncomfortable and pulls on your hair, which nobody could stand for any kind of, you know, amount of extended time. Or if, you know, if you're allergic to the fabric that the cap's made of, then maybe you could have an allergic reaction. But those are extremely rare things. But new studies showing wearing a hat is not a serious risk factor when it comes to hair loss. It's all genetics. Oh, and the protection from the sun that wearing a hat can provide is more important. Anyways, put the hat on. You know, I bring this up, not because, it's not an earth-shattering deal. It just shows you, as if you get nothing else from the show, how much of what is considered settled science, everybody knows, haven't you heard? Study show, we don't know jack. It's just, it's every day. It's like this. Okay, here we go. ABC's 2008 prediction. This is incredible. I mean, do these newspapers not go through their own archives? I know they do. I work for multiple newspapers. You used to work for McClatchy. What do we do? What was the first thing we did as reporters every time we began a news story? You went into the archives. on the topic to see what you'd written before. Number one, so you wouldn't look like an idiot contradicting yourself. Number two, figure out who the people were, what was the history, all that stuff. I mean, this is just traditional reporting. How does ABC not go into its own archives and note this stuff? 2008 prediction. New York City would be underwater from climate change by June of 2015. How's that working out? Good God. You know, they just had to take the signs down at Glacier National Park. Yeah, because by 2019, according to the signs that you paid for during the Obama administration, told you, hey, take a picture with this glacier right now because it's not going to be here by 2020. It's a warning. It is because of climate change. They're going to melt. They grew in size. Look, folks, all I'm telling you is, if you learn nothing else from the show, question everything you're told, especially if it's conventional wisdom. Because as long as the mainstream media is still doling out conventional wisdom, even scientific wisdom, and as long as scientific studies are geared to accomplishing a political goal or just getting oneself in the mainstream media, it's good. This world is devoid of the truth because of it. It's maddening. All right. Couple of questions about the Malden police situation. By the way, we were cited by Fitz News today thanking us for pointing out that the Greenville News unethically stole their story and refuses to admit that it is not their own. Yeah, as far as the Greenville News is concerned, they broke the Malden police sex scandal. What a freaking joke. And I point this out to you, as a former reporter, if you're in that industry, you know how unethical it is to steal somebody else's story and not give them credit. And it shows you the just absolute, utter, complete lack of ethics over there at the Greenville News. As Fitz News points out this morning, they're writing about my reporting about the Greenville News' shoddy reporting. And when I say shoddy, it's because they were behind the curve. They missed it. You know what, y'all? Admit you were behind the curve. It's okay. It's okay to miss one every once in a while. It's okay. You're human. Fitz News writes correctly, many outlets, including the Columbia State newspaper, that's the mainstream media newspaper in Columbia, and the Charleston Post and Courier, often cite Fitz News in their coverage. Yeah, when Fitz News breaks the story and they're forced to follow behind. You know what? You shake it off. You miss the story. It's okay. It happened. I've missed the story. I've done it. I've made the mistake. You shake it off. You cite the guy who got it, and you advance the story. Maybe you get something he didn't get. Then that part's yours. I can't even describe to you how unethical this is. And they will not break. They won't. They will not admit this is not their story. And you know why it is, folks? There's something bigger going on here. Fitz News, Will Folks, is a conservative writer. And conservatives now are considered to be subhuman by the liberal media. They are. One shade of difference between them and white supremacists. So they can't. They cannot admit competence in reporting. And, you know, probably the biggest local story, the Will Lewis story, was broken by Fitz News. Good God, Will Folks, who writes Fitz News, doesn't even live here. And he scooped your rear ends. You know, it's okay. I know what it's like. I know the feeling of having my editor at McClatchy walk in with a big red circle around my competitor's story and slap it down on my desk and say, "What? How'd you miss this?" I know what that is. I miss stories. It's embarrassing. Get over it. Get over it. And if you're this unethical in this reporting, what the heck else are y'all doing over there? It just makes me wonder. They're still walking around acting like they broke the Will Lewis story. No, y'all. You didn't break it. You got scooped by a guy who single-handedly takes care of his 6 children by himself, including 2 in diapers, while his wife works. You got a whole newsroom. Wake up. Or is it something more? Is it that we don't want to do stories that might reflect negatively on our sources? Might reflect negatively on local leadership? Is it that we're political? Don't know. Y'all got scooped. Have some class and admit it. Just admit it. You got scooped. It's no big deal. Admit Fitz News broke the story. You've advanced it. You've gotten some stuff they didn't get. Good. Own it. Be proud of it. We're just looking for the tiniest shred of ethics in journalism. We're not asking you guys to be unbiased or not slanted or anything like that. That, I know, is a step too far. Just some basic journalistic ethics. Oh, and I didn't even get to the big news out of Malden. Did they try to cover this up? Looks like it. Screaming like a scalded cat. Some in leadership in Malden, where they have a very interesting time way of passing time while on duty at the police department. Okay, let's parse this out, because we credit the Greenville News when we use them. This is their break. They deserve to own this. Come on, y'all. Credit Fitz News one time. Just one time. You know what bothers me, sticks in my craw about this? This idea that unless you're liberal, your news doesn't count. But if you're conservative, it doesn't count. The other two big main daily newspapers in the state have credited Fitz News for this break. Doesn't matter if they're conservative, they got it. And yet it's a little embarrassing to have some conservative guy in his pajamas whoop you, who doesn't even live in Greenville. Give him credit. It's okay. Just because someone's conservative doesn't mean they can't do good journalism any more than just because somebody's liberal. That doesn't mean you can't do good journalism. You can admit this. It's okay. You don't have to be liberal to do good journalism. All right, here's what they say. Malden has decided to ask the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division in to conduct an investigation of the piano playing on company time, shall we say. Well, it was more of a concert with multiple players. Now, interesting, they've known about this since they got the tip-off in the beginning of the year, right? January, the anonymous letter is sent, ratting out these guys. But they don't bring Sled in until now. You know what this is called? You know, in other counties and places. A cover-up. Announcing this morning they plan to request the external Sled investigation Tuesday morning. That's right now. It will look into every department that we have any suspicion whatever may be involved in this. Okay, Fitz News has reported that the fire department, which is next door, they also had some folks involved in this piano playing while on duty. I'm sorry, City of Malden's known about this since when again? Tell me, when was it? Oh, January. Yeah. And they're just going to call Sled in now? Sled's job is to, among other things, investigate misbehavior by law enforcement. They should have been called in on day one. They were not. See why they're so defensive about this? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're covering tail while screaming and yelling. Now, this has also come out, too. This was a break by the Greenville News. Congratulations to them. The investigation found that we're now up to, four. Let's see. Counts Dawson dismissed June 4th because of misconduct. Two of them determined to have been untruthful about sexual relations. Bassinger, McCone, Quinn, and Lawrence resigned around the same time. Counts and Dawson were dismissed, as did the 911 operator, Amy Ketchum. But those departures were described as resignations and routine separations with no mention of sex. I'm sorry, piano playing in South Carolina Criminal Justice Academy records. See how that goes? Boy, that smells like a cover-up. Nice touch, by the way, that they only included the being untruthful about piano playing in the records of the two black participants and left it out of the records of the white participants. Nice, nice touch, guys. Good job. Asked if city officials waited too long to broach the investigation with the public, Raines said he didn't think so. Yeah, he did.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.